Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's November 4, 2011, and this is episode 306. Today we're going to take a look at the September 2011 MBP assignment winners on the theme Before, After. There were very few entrants for this assignment, hopefully because it was so hard. But I do want to urge you, any of you that sit on the fence as to whether or not to get involved or maybe hesitate when it comes to posting your resulting images, that it really is important to give this a try. We all learn from trying and from the experience of sharing the images afterwards. So please do get involved in the future assignments. So as usual, we'll work through the winning five images in reverse order, and to kick us off in fifth place is Ogonzilla, or Omar Gonzalez, with Weathered. And here's Omar's backstory. My shot, Weathered, placed fifth, so thanks. Nothing special here, really. I struggled with this month's episode, as others seemed to, so I was happy when I came upon an aqua-coloured wall that provided both the before and after shots at the same time. One part of the wall was weathered with peeling paint, while the other side was pretty much fine. I snapped two shots and merged them using Mac Pages to make it seem that the after photo was taped to the before wall. Again, nothing amazing here, just a happy I placed, so thanks again. So congratulations on placing, Omar. I know that you were disappointed with the participation for this assignment as well, and that comes across in your backstory. You say that there's nothing special here, but I tend to disagree. Firstly, you had the awareness to notice the scene and link it to a possibility for the assignment, which was great. You merged the two shots together in a way that enhances your idea. As you say, looking like you taped the photo of the after image to the freshly painted wall. In any other assignment, this would have been against the rules, of course, but for this one, we'd asked for two shots to be merged together, albeit originally suggesting side by side or above and below each other. You took the initiative to take the instructions and bend them a little to make something very special, in my opinion. I love the resulting photograph and your ability to find subjects like this and your initiative in post-processing. Everything. Excellent work, Omar. In fourth place is E. Patton, or Eli Patton, with Before and After Cooking. And here's Eli's backstory, and I'm very sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name here. Thanks for the votes. Not much to say on this one. I assist at a nearby cooking school, and so a lot of my photography involves friends cooking and food we've made. I figured most people would try a seasonal theme with this assignment, so I wanted to try something different, and the food idea came to me while we were preparing a meal one day. I tried a few different arrangements of the before ingredients and after meal. But in the end, my favourites of each were two different orientations, and I had to crop them to get them to fit next to each other nicely. I shot these with my 1.8 Canon 50mm lens wide open on my XSI, which gave me the look I was going for on the back of the camera, but when I looked at the full-size image on my computer screen later, I wasn't happy with the depth of field. It ended up being too narrow. Luckily, when I made it smaller to upload them, it wasn't as evident. That'll teach me to not check the photos more closely on the camera's viewfinder. Overall, though, I'm very happy with how my first MB submission turned out. Thanks again for the votes, and thanks to Martin for all the work he does on the podcast and website. I've just started getting serious with my photography this year, teaching myself, and your podcast has been an excellent source of information and inspiration. Keep it up. Well, thanks for the kind words there, Eli, and thank you for getting involved in the assignment. I've got to tell you, though, I couldn't disagree more in the best possible sense with your, you know, what you say about the depth of field. Of course, the way you've set these shots up and the off-center merge of the two images is perfect. But I think that the shallow depth of field adds so much here. You've taken what could have been something, you know, of a kind of ordinary scene and made it very special. Now, of course, I'm biased as I use shallow depth of field a lot in my work, but I really think it works very well here. I also really like the highlights in the tomatoes and the, you know, the resulting soup there. The tight crop works well, albeit after the event to a degree. And the only thing that your images leave me wanting is a taste of that soup. Excellent work. Moving along, in third place is Cheshire Cat, or Elise, with The Dog Show. And here is Elise's backstory. Congratulations to Leslie for her win with Happy, and to all the others who placed. Thank you to all who voted for my entry. Unlike Leslie, I didn't have any specific photo shoots lined up with the before and after theme in mind. One weekend, I happened to find an all-breed indoor dog show at a sports arena in a nearby town. There were many judging areas separated by portable dividers. The other free area was taken up with dog crates and grooming tables. Much of the bathing and grooming had already been done before the owners' handlers arrived at the show, so that before and after concept was not going to materialise. I have found that the more interesting photos are taken behind the scenes, and I spend several hours wandering around taking pictures. At one point, a couple of people who run the show came over to me quite upset that I was taking so many photos. They had contracted two professionals and were really concerned about what I was going to do with them. I mentioned that there were a lot of other people taking photos, to which they didn't have a good response. It sort of ruined the fun I was having, and I was glad that it was almost the end of the show. Because of the artificial lighting in the arena, I converted most of the images from the day into black and white. I liked the slightly out of focus one of the handler and his Afghan hound entry in the show ring. Fortunately, I had taken a shot of the hound being groomed before the judging. It made an interesting story for the theme. Agreed, Elise. It does make for an interesting story with a nice twist on the before after theme. Sorry to hear about your experience, as it's never nice to be confronted by people like that, but I think you handled it well. If there weren't any no photography signs and it was a public event, then they really shouldn't have been hassling you, but I know that this sort of thing leaves a nasty taste in your mouth. I think the way you were able to get a shot of the same man and dog during preparation and during the show works very well. And I do like the action movement in the show shot compared to the relatively static preparation shot, adding an additional element of change between the two images. Removing the colour when it gets in the way is also a great use of black and white. Great work. In second place is Damien Dickox with Before and After, and here's Damien's backstory. Wow, I'm amazed that I managed to place in an assignment. It does feel a little bittersweet that the assignment had so few entrants this month, so I'm going to tell myself that it's because the assignment was so hard. Please don't anyone burst my bubble here. All in all, I'm very happy to have gotten so many votes. I spent some time trying to figure out what to do for this assignment, and I tried a few before, after dark photos, but none struck me as being very compelling. I then tried before and after birth photos, pregnant belly to child, but my kids are getting too old to make that work well. Late in the month, I got desperate and looked through some old photos for inspiration, and when I came across the snow photo of my house from 2009, I figured that I could recreate that shot in the sun. The shot itself wasn't technically hard, just a handheld panorama of four or five shots in manual mode with the 35mm 1.8 that I've used for every assignment. It took me a few tries to work out where I was standing for the original picture, but after seeing the visual clues from the first shot, I think I was pretty close. It was an interesting exercise to locate myself, my past self. I asked my wife what she thought of my entry, and she told me that I should have cut the grass and moved the trash cans, but I think she was just trying to put me to work. It is said often by others, but I'd like to state the respect and admiration that I have for Martin and the mark he's leaving on the photography world. I'm still totally enjoying the podcast after years of listening. We're all learning and growing together. What a great community. Wow, praise indeed there, Damien. Thanks very much for that. And thank you for sticking around. You're part of what makes this community great. I love your entry too. I think that you did an excellent job of recreating the image 2 years on, especially considering that it was a stitched panorama. Pretty much all of the lines are exactly the same, and with it being a panorama, they both fit on the screen at once, so it's easy to enjoy the two images. Of course, the biggest thing that makes this image is the total contrast between the two images. With trees bare of leaves, but heavy with snow, and the full white coverage of snow that I can almost hear, or not hear, for that matter, as it dampens the sound in the neighbourhood. And I can almost feel the cold. But then the bottom pictures, you know, that I can almost feel the warmth and hear the birds singing, and perhaps even a buzzing bee as it busily makes its way past you as you create your photographs. I love images that make me imagine what it would like to be there, and these two shots do that so well. The only thing that bothers me about the summertime photo, Damien, is the trash cans and the long grass. Just kidding. Great work. Well done indeed. And in first place is Super Digital Girl, otherwise known as Leslie Grander Hill, with Happy. And here's Leslie's backstory. Congratulations to all the winners. This month really had a diverse assortment of entries. The concept for my entry, Happy, came to me as soon as I knew the assignment theme. I was already planning on shooting the annual clown convention that is not too far from my town. It is rare that the monthly assignments line up with an event or subject that I'm already planning on shooting for the month, so I was determined to get the shots I envisioned for this month. When I got to the location, I had to find a subject. I started asking some of the clowns if they would be interested in posing for the shots. It took me a while to find someone that was right and would cooperate. I was very lucky to happen upon Happy the Clown. She was staying at the same hotel, and we made arrangements to meet her the next morning. I had brought a pop-up black velour background that I used near a glass door to shoot the initial image, knowing that I would need to use the same setup for the final image. Happy was a great subject to shoot. She let me photograph the whole process from start to finish, filling me in on all of the details of face paint and clown costumes. I love many of the shots that I got between the before and after, and as it turns out, she was a microbiologist for 40 years and now is an ordained minister. She has entertained at 2,000 birthday parties. I couldn't have gotten luckier with finding the perfect person to photograph for this month's assignment. I've found that shooting for the assignments pushes me a little further than I might ordinarily go, knowing that I have a certain deadline and I'm up against some photographers with terrific and original ideas. Thanks to all that voted for my image, I certainly am very, quote, happy, unquote. Well, Leslie, I'm very happy too, as I'm sure everyone else was or will be when they see your winning images. The backstory is incredible too. And this is exactly the sort of thing that I meant by what I said about getting involved in these assignments during the intro, which I wrote in my manuscript before reading your backstory, I should say. I'm so pleased that these assignments push you a little further, and your resulting images always show that, as do the amount of votes that you get from the community. Your planning for this shoot was incredible, right down to the pop-up velour background. Your use of the ambient side light makes for a beautiful portrait to begin with, but then you have the second image with the lady made up as the clown with exactly the same pose, right down to the expression on her face. I also find it fascinating that the lady has her mouth in almost exactly the same shape as before, yet the happy clown makeup turns it into a smile. This is obviously what the makeup is for, but it's ironic with the two crucifixes on her cheeks too, above the what could be perceived as tears. Your subject has a sense of calmness and distinction about her that really just amplifies your excellent choice in subject. Congratulations on first place, but more so on the realization of such a wonderful photography project. Now I just need to go off and see if I can find the rest of the photos online. I want to check those out. Excellent work, Leslie, as usual. So once again, do try to get involved with these assignments, folks. I know that life often catches up with us, and I myself don't enter every month, but I'm always happy when I do and feel as though I've grown a little as a photographer by trying. Note that the October assignment, which was on the theme of hands, is currently open for voting until the end of November 7th, in just 3 days now. So do come along and vote, please, at www.mbpgalleries.com. And also note that the theme for the November 2011 assignment is machinery. This is open to interpretation to a degree, but it should be a relatively easy assignment to shoot for. So do give it some thought to ensure that your images stand out. Do be careful too shooting for this one if you end up near machinery that you wouldn't normally get close to. We don't want anyone getting hurt for the sake of a photograph. Your entry has to have been shot during November 2011, so you can't just rifle through your image archive for this. And you'll have until the last day of November to upload, no matter the end of the day, no matter what time zone you live in. I also look forward to seeing your entries for next month. The ones for this month, obviously, they were great. There just wasn't as many as we really would like to see. But I really look forward to seeing what people come up with for the machinery assignment as well. You can see the posting guidelines, etc., in the assignment forum at martinbaileyphotography.com/forum if this is your first time getting involved. And talking of winners, before we finish, I'd like to quickly let you know that we drew the winner for the Drobo giveaway that we kicked off 3 weeks or so ago. Nat Parnell from the UK will be receiving a nice shiny 4-bay Drobo very soon. After a little communication, it seems that Nat is a very talented web designer with lots of recent work to take a look at over at 3things.co.uk. So check that out if you're interested in getting a professionally built website made. Congratulations to Nat on your new Drobo. You're going to love it, I assure you. Also note that I was co-host on This Week in Photo again this week, so do check that out as well by searching for TWIP or This Week in Photo in iTunes, or going to the thisweekinphoto.com website. Episode 226 should be in the pipe not too very long after I release this MVP podcast episode. Thanks to all of you for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter, Flickr, Facebook, and my blog and the photography forum, among other places. All of the links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look if you're interested. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you just take care and have a great week. whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.